Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches Mission Mosam to make country weather-ready, climate-smart. President Draupadi Murmu highlights importance of statistical tools in governance development. Centre approves 56 new watershed development projects in 10 states, including Nagaland. And Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, inaugurates National Turmeric Board. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched Mission Mosam to make the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. The Prime Minister launched the mission during the celebrations of the 150th Foundation Day of India Meteorological Department, IMD, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the launch of Mission Mosam is a symbol of the country's commitment towards a sustainable future and future readiness. He praised the IMD's 150-year journey, describing it as a glorious chapter of modern science and technology in the country. He said, IMD has not only served millions of Indians, but has also become a symbol of India's scientific progress.
IMD ne in 150 varshon mein na keval karodon bhartiyon ki seva ki hai balki bharat ki vaigyanik yatra ka bhi prateek bana hai in uplabdhiyon par aaj dak ticket aur vishesh coin bhi release kiya gaya hai 2047 mein jab desh azadi ke 100 saal manayega tab bhartiya mausam vibhag ka swarup kya hoga iske liye Vision document bhi jari hua hai.
Mission Mosam will implement high-resolution atmospheric observations, next-generation radars and satellites, and high-performance computers. It will also focus on improving the understanding of weather and climate processes and providing air quality data, which will help in strategizing weather management and intervention in the long run. President Draupadi Murmu has said that statistical tools and quantitative techniques play a significant role in effective governance by providing an empirical foundation for policy decisions. The president said this while addressing a group of Indian statistical service probationers at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. She highlighted that governments rely on national statistical systems to collect data on health, education, population size, and employment, among others, which form the basis for policy making. The president said statistical analysis is a tool to bring transparency and accountability in governance, as well as for socio-economic development. President Murmu added that citizens also need data for impartial understanding and assessment of government schemes and programs. The Rural Development Ministry has approved 56 new watershed development projects worth 700 crore rupees in the 10 best performing states, including Nagaland. A statement yesterday by the ministry said the sanction has been granted under the watershed development component of Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana, WDC PMKSY Scheme 2.0. More from our correspondent.
Besides Nagaland, the watershed development projects will be undertaken in Assam, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Karnataka, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, and Sikkim. Each project will cover approximately 5,000 hectares, which may be lesser in hill states. The evaluation of the completed projects under WDC PMKSY 1.0 revealed significant improvement in groundwater table, crop productivity, farmers' income, and increased availability of surface water. The new projects will aim to further address land degradation and strengthen climate resilience efforts. Tejo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed gratitude to veterans on the occasion of Armed Forces Veterans Day today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister paid tributes to the veterans, acknowledging their sacrifices, courage, and unwavering commitment to safeguarding the nation. He described them as heroes and enduring symbols of patriotism. Armed Forces Veterans Day is observed every year to honour the service and dedication of personnel, recognising their invaluable contributions to the nation. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today virtually inaugurated the National Turmeric Board in New Delhi. In the inaugural session, he said the board will focus on the welfare of turmeric farmers, developing superior turmeric varieties and boosting exports. He said turmeric is grown by farmers in 20 states of the country and 70% of the world's turmeric is grown in India. Mr. Goyal said the National Turmeric Board will also look into creating awareness of the essential and medicinal properties of turmeric, ways to increase its yield, and boost logistics and supply chain to foster trade into newer markets. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the establishment of the National Turmeric Board. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called the establishment of the board a matter of immense joy, particularly for the country's hard-working turmeric farmers. He underscored that this board will ensure better opportunities for innovation, global promotion and value addition in turmeric production. The Prime Minister added that it will strengthen the supply chains, benefiting both farmers and consumers alike. A total of 16 students from both government and private schools of Nagaland participated in the recently concluded National Kala Utsav 2024-25 under Samagra Shiksha. The Utsav was held at Regional Institute of Education, Bhopal, from 2nd to 7th of this month. The students were accompanied by two teacher guides, Nzanvini Lotha and Irelungbe Samding. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan has extended greetings to the Chakasang community on Sokrenye Festival. He wished that the celebration of purification, renewal and community bring abundant blessings, prosperity and harmony into everyone's lives. As the community honors its rich traditions and cultural heritage, the governor encouraged all to embrace the spirit of unity, gratitude and respect for one another, hoping that the festivities may inspire strengthened bonds and a deeper care for the blessings of the land. The governor wished everyone good health, peace and prosperity on the joyous occasion. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has also wished the Chakasang community a joyous Sokrenye. Taking to X, Mr. Ryo said, the festival of sanctification and celebration of unity also marks the rite of passage for young boys to adulthood. The Chief Minister hoped that the occasion may bring joy and prosperity to all and also strengthen bonds. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions during the night and early morning hours in the northeastern states for the next few days. Most parts of Nagaland is likely to see fog and mist in the morning and mainly clear sky later tomorrow. In the state capital of Kohima, the IMD forecast a minimum temperature of 4 degrees Celsius and a maximum temperature of 15 degrees Celsius, while the temperature in Dimapur is likely to range between 12 and 25 degrees Celsius. To end the news, the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches Mission Mausam to make country weather ready, climate smart. President Draupadi Murmu highlights importance of statistical tools in governance development. Centre approves 56 new watershed development projects in 10 states, including Nagaland. And Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, inaugurates National Turmeric Board. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a good night.